Well, Lewis, timing seems to be everything here. You'll notice that he released this decision in an announcement on the day of the primary election when most of the country was looking somewhere else. He didn't have a very good legislative session, and there were a bunch of failures related to the budget that he didn't particularly want to emphasize.
This year, it was $256 million in vetoes. Why fewer vetoes this year than last year?
This year, there is also some significance in the amount that he vetoed. It's about $250 million, which is the total of the money he had asked for in a quick action closing fund, which is business incentives. The House and Senate refused to give him that money, and so he was making a political statement, basically, by vetoing the exact same amount from the budget that they sent him.
There was a lot of tension last year between the legislature and the governor, and this is actually one of the quotes from last year. The governor has declared war on the legislature. That was from Senator Jack Latvala of Clearwater. How would you describe the relationship this year? Just as contentious?
No, not nearly as contentious. It's never going to be a love fest. You have to understand, this governor ran against the Republican Party, so he'll never be one of the inner circle. But this year, things were far different. He started out by approving a couple of bills that were the priorities of the House Speaker and the Senate President. That was on the first day of the legislative session, and it was meant to set a more conciliatory tone. I think the entire legislature and the governor were embarrassed by the way the session ended last year, and they were very interested in sending a signal that they can actually get things done up here.
And we talk about the relationship between the governor and the legislature, but what about the two chambers? What was the relationship like between the House and the Senate this year?
Well, it was a little bit better than it was last session. If you recall, negotiations over the budget were so tense last year that the House Speaker actually ended the session early and sent his members home, which is unprecedented or nearly unprecedented. This time, they had some normal differences over the budget and over some bills that died. But I think they were chastened by what happened last time, and they resolved early to get along better.
Did the fact that this is an election year, a presidential election year, play any role? I mean, obviously, that's what pushed the session earlier in the year. But did all the attention to the national politics and the primary, did that have any play?
You know, there's been some speculation that the governor might actually be a running mate contender for Donald Trump. And you'll notice that yesterday the governor announced that he was going to endorse Trump. To that extent, it's played a role, but national politics and legislative politics substantively are on a different track.
All right. So last year, if we could say there was one theme really to the legislative session, might have been Medicaid and Medicare and health care in general. Obviously, we had to have special sessions to resolve a lot of issues. But is there one theme that you could say kind of encapsulates this year's session?
Well, it's difficult to pin down to a single subject, but they started on the environment. The House Speaker made a sweeping water policy bill, one of his highest priorities. That passed first. Both chambers agreed on dedicating a lot of money to Everglades restoration. They also were faced with the problem of fixing death penalty, the way Florida sentences people to death. So they came together for that. Those were a couple of the biggest issues. They also passed some abortion legislation, which will be contentious, but made it through.